Testing mic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hello, amazing listeners, and welcome to another episode of Real Talk with Mo. Today, I want to talk about writing. I'll be speaking about writing, and not just any type of writing. I'll be speaking about journaling. Personally for me, journaling has proven to be a useful tool. Okay, wait a minute. Let's say journaling has proven to be a useful habit, while a journal has proven to be a useful tool that has helped me in achieving some of my goals, a lot of my goals actually. It has helped me to be more active. It helps in keeping me reminded of my goals, my plans, the plan that I plan, the steps that I plan to take, and a lot more. And aside from me, journaling has been a can't do without habit for a lot of persons that I look up to, those that I'm learning from. And recently, I just realized that journaling is biblical. Like, it is in the Bible that you should journal. Well, it is not mandatory, but at least God mandated it to some persons to journal. But before we dive into that, let's start from the basics. What is journaling? Journaling is simply writing down your thoughts, writing down your feelings, your plans, your pains, your goals, your wannabe habits, your experience, your fears. As a Christian, writing down the word of God, what God is saying about you this season. What instruction did God give you? What has God laid in your heart towards your friend? What has God laid in your heart for your family, for yourself? You know, the scripture that stood out to you this week, that Bible character that speaks a lot about you. Just putting your thoughts down, putting down your emotions, putting them into writing. According to research, this is not a debate, but I did a little bit of research around journaling, and I realized that journaling is one of the most powerful and easily accessible self-improvement tools. It is easily accessible, it is powerful, but God, journaling is hard to start. It is hard to start journaling and be consistent with it. It is hard to start journaling and be consistent with it. For some persons that find it so easy to write, or maybe persons that were first involved in ghostwriting, copywriting, creative writing, before they started journaling, yeah, it might have come to them so easily. But for some people like me, they only write when they give us assignments, or they only write when I feel bored, or when I feel led to, or they only write when I'm pressured to, or I'm required to. Journaling did not start as an easy peasy pie for me. It took a lot of determination, a lot of prayer, a lot of Holy Spirit to help me. It sounds so crazy and absurd that just for writing down, I have to pray and pray for help. But it wasn't really easy. And I know that some people can also feel that. Some people can understand that. Maybe some people that are now gurus in journaling, if we have one of those. Some of them found it so hard to start. Because writing might be a normal thing to do. But journaling, trying to figure out first what is in your head, trying to arrange your thoughts before putting them down, can be a little bit hard to start. Some months ago, I got to share some tips on how to journal, and I shared some tips on how to make journaling an habit to some persons. Although I started journaling on around the 9th of April, I wrote that down. I started journaling on the 9th of April, and God, I have fallen so much in love with it. Like, I feel like a guru. It has not been up to 9 months. Has it been up to 6 months? No, it has not been up to 6 months, and I feel so much like a guru. For me to want to share about it, I feel like, God, I'm not a baby in it. But I know I still have like a lot to do, a lot to learn in journaling, but I feel like I've learned so much that is worthy of sharing. Yes. So let me just share a very short background before I go into the tips I shared. So when I and one of my friends became friends, I don't want to mention names, but I might end up mentioning the name, it's Aaron. I have gotten to see her pray alone a lot of times in her room, and a lot of times Hebrew alongside a Bible, a journal, a pen, and a lighting pen. It was always a beautiful view. It is always a beautiful view seeing a daughter communicating with her father and putting out the word it says, the instruction it gives her, and the things that she needs to remember from that session she's having with her father, putting them down. It is really, really beautiful. But you know, I tried it first time. It didn't work. It's either I forget that I'm supposed to journal, or I start journaling and I forget to pray. It just didn't work. And although it was a really beautiful sight, I never had it in mind to inculcate it as an habit. I only liked it because it was really beautiful. Seeing somebody praying solemnly. Sometimes she's just discussing with God, and her Bible is opened, her journal is opened, and she's murmuring and writing and alighting and all that. Persons that know me will know what I'm talking about. So, seeing that beautiful picture, I just wanted to have that kind of beautiful atmosphere in my room. But it didn't work. It didn't work. So on the 9th of April, something happened. I can't really remember what happened. Maybe God told me something I forgot. I did not remember how he said it. But you know that I was so prompt to start journaling. And I told myself that the 9th of April night, oh my God, that was a rhyme. I told myself that the 9th of April night that I'm going to start journaling. And that night, I told the Holy Spirit to help me. I did not just pick my journal and start writing. And the fact that I had a journal since October last year as a gift from one of my friends, and I have not used that journal. I did not use that journal till April this year, till that 9th of April. And that day, I just picked up that journal. I picked up the pen and I said, Holy Spirit, just have to help me to journal. I need to be able to put your words down. I need to be able to fall back on your words, fall back to your words whenever I feel so down and so worried. You know, there's sometimes that they are feeling so worried, so absorbed. And when you go back to the word God said to you a few weeks ago, you just calm down because you know he has everything in control. So like, I needed to have that feeling that day, and I just told God, Holy Spirit, help me. And I took my journal. I didn't even start from the first page. I just opened it. It was not the middle page, but somewhere around the middle. And I wrote that, from today, the 9th of April, I take journaling seriously. And that was the beginning of this beautiful experience for me. And since then, honestly, God has given me ideas to make journaling a thing. He has given me ideas. He has helped me to be consistent with it. You know, initially I said writing is not a problem. Did I say that? I think I said that writing is not a problem. But being consistent is the problem. We can write anytime. If you are bored, you can just start drawing and sketching. But to be consistent with it, to do it today, tomorrow, maybe next tomorrow, you got home so tired, you do it on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, making it consistent. Not necessarily every day, but doing it consistently, knowing how to do it consciously. Yes, consciously and consistently. That's what I needed. And I just pray that. I prayed then that God should help me. And the Holy Spirit should just give me that promise in my heart to take journaling seriously. So some of the tips that the Holy Spirit helped me with, or some of the tips that the Holy Spirit gave me, is number one, to dedicate time for journaling. I started dedicating time for journaling. And for me to journal, I did not want to start journaling about the book I want to write. Not just about the things I want to do in the future, the things I want to be. I want to be in the future. I wanted to journal the words of God to me. I wanted to be able to hear God and write it down. I wanted to be able to sit down, think of my plans, and write it down, right? And then I dedicated time for journaling. I don't do it again. I just realized that I don't do it again. Like, I don't dedicate a particular time of every single day to journal. But then I set an alarm of to 7 o'clock and then 8 o'clock in case I am really busy by 7. Then once my alarm rang, once I shall hear the sound of my alarm, I just go to my room, go to that corner of my bed, and I pray. And it was so hard to ensure that I pray not because I want to hear God, but because I want to speak to God. Like, let me explain it. It was so hard to say I want to pray. When I started, it was often like I want to pray because I want to write, because I want to make journaling a thing. But I had to consciously tell myself that you're not praying to journal. You're praying to speak to God, to hear His response, and then to put them down. So it's most times it seems like, I'm saying most times a lot, sometimes it seems like I'm just going to God to hear from Him, especially when I don't feel like praying. I'll just go there, sit there. Oh yeah, God, just talk to me. Let me journal for today and let me just tick the box that today's out of it. Sometimes I don't hear anything. Yes, I don't hear anything, because the reason why I was communicating to Him was not to pray to Him, but to make journaling a thing. But it took conscious effort. Journaling takes conscious effort. And aside from speaking to God about, aside from praying or communicating to God, sometimes when you pick out a journal, it takes conscious effort to just think about what you want to do and write them down. Not because you want to write them down, but because you want to think of what you want to do. Am I making things more complex? Okay, let me come over. Let me start over, not from the beginning, but that line. Sometimes when you put your journal in front of you, you are writing because you want to write, not because you have something to write. So it actually takes discipline to write because you need to write that thing, and not because you want to write that thing. And I think I will emphasize more on that later. So according to research, to make a thing an habit, you have to do that thing consistently for about 30 to 60 days. Or is it 60 to 100 days? Well, 60 is the significant number. So if you dedicate a particular time to put down stuff, for you to make it an habit, for you to be consistent with it, you must do it regularly for about 60 days to make it an habit. So, you see, it takes time. And it takes consistency. Yes. Now, the number two tip that God gave me, or that the Holy Spirit ministered to me, or the Holy Spirit used to help me, was praying before I start. I think I've said that before. Praying before I start. Because as good as journaling is, over-journaling is very dangerous. You can journal, and you can over-journal. Especially when I'm reading the Bible. Oh my goodness. I start writing at a point, if I'm not careful, I'll start writing every single verse of that Bible, because every single thing will stand out to me and I want to journal what stood out to me. So it takes prayer, it takes help from God to be able to put down what you need to write, because over journaling can be really dangerous. Yes, because it will lose the purpose of journaling. You're supposed to open your journal and see things that are very important. But imagine opening your journal and everything is just so bushy mushy, and you are seeing 1 million verses that you can't even remember. So what's supposed to be in your journal are things that stand out to you and things that can help you stand up when you fall down. I believe understanding me, it's like a sermon. I believe we understand, actually. So the number three tips, I think I have about five tips here. Yes, the number three tip is to have a particular pen for journaling. Sounds crazy, but it's true, because I pray on my bed, and in school my desk is at the other end of the room. And my bed is at the other end of the room. Like, my bed is north, my desk is south. So when I am tired or emotionally drained and tired, and I sit at that corner of my bed where I pray, and I want to journal, and I said there was no pen with me. Oh my goodness. It's really very frustrating to stand up and go and take your pen. And I did not say it before, but I'm not talking about online journaling. I'm talking about writing now in a book and biro. So sometimes it's really frustrating to get out of the bed, go to the other end of the room to pick a biro, to pick a pen. So, but after having been in that situation for about two or three times, I was prompted to add a particular pen for my journal. So there's no ogun of standing up to get a pen, because when I'm in those situations, or when I'm in that situation, I'll just say, okay, you know what, I'll remember tomorrow, I'm too tired to stand up, or I'll put it on my phone, or I'll send it to my WhatsApp private chat, and I'll journal it tomorrow. And a lot of times, if not all the time, I forget to write it down. So when you have a particular pen for your journal, it makes it really easy. There is no circumstance I want to say that, okay, let me stand up and go and take a pen, except if the pen fades out or the ink dries up. But it's really advisable to have a pen attached to your journal. My own journal has a slot for pen, so it's really easy to have them together. But if you can have them together, you can always put your pen in the middle of your journal and put it on the side of your bed before you sleep. Okay, I think I've already touched the next tip, which is to keep your journal beside your pillow, not under your pillow. It might not necessarily be beside your pillow, but beside your bed. Or, okay, I think for my friend, she puts it on her table and sometimes on her bed. But why I put mine on my bed, because I pray on my bed most times. If I'm not standing up and walking from the left of the room to the right of the room, I pray on my bed. So like I said, if I am really tired and my journal is on my desk, I will not stand up to take that journal. I would postpone, I'll procrastinate. But when my journal and my pen is always beside my pillow, it's always easy to just pick them up when I get a word. Sometimes I'm on my bed writing my phone, a content idea dropped, pick them up, write it. I'm on my bed listening to a podcast, a sermon, something, and something dropped, pick my journal and write it down. Or if you're mostly on your desk, or if you pray while standing, just put your journal or place your journal where it's really close to you, or where you mostly stay. If you want to journal a lot for your spiritual life, where you mostly pray, if it's for your content ideas, where you mostly write down content, just put it there. And for me, I said on your pillow and not under your pillow, because I don't remember to pick my journal up under my pillow. The same thing applies to my Bible. Before, my Bible is always under my pillow, but it got to a time that I don't even remember to use my Bible for days, because I can't even see it. I can't see my hard copy Bible. So the same thing applies with my journal. I put it beside my pillow where I can't see it. So even if I had snoozed my alarm or killed off my alarm when I was doing something, when I sleep and my hand just touched my pillow, my hand just touched my journal, or I just see my journal, I remember, oh, I've not prayed. Oh, I've not put the thing I wanted to put down. I've not put it down. So it really, really helps when you have your journal beside your pillow and not under your pillow, or on where you really, really, where you're really attached to in your room. Yes. And please, don't put your journal on your bookshelf. Whatever I'm sharing today is a subjective view from my personal view, what I've learned personally. But putting your journal amidst all your other textbooks and storybooks and novels, books generally, on your shelf, it's not really advisable to me, because they all look like, as if they have the same purpose. Meanwhile, your journal is supposed to stand out. I don't know if we are getting, but I believe we understand what I'm saying. And the fifth tip is to just start writing. Before I started on the 9th of April, I would tell myself, okay, I'll write it down tomorrow. Okay, I'll journal tomorrow. Oh, I'll even try to journal anything tomorrow. But you might say that, oh, how will I write? How will I know when God is speaking to me? How will I know what to write down? Just start by writing. That day, I started by writing. From the 9th of April 2024, I take journaling seriously, and God has helped me so far. Just start writing. The only way to write is to write. The only way to speak is to speak. So just start writing and keeping it in your mind. For me, when the Holy Spirit tells me something and I have not put it down, or I have not written it down somewhere, it sort of blocks the next word from coming. Or if the next word comes, I find it so hard to remember exactly how the Holy Spirit said the first word. Leave the Christianity part aside for a moment. if an idea dropped, a content idea dropped, or something I love to share on my status dropped in my mind, if I don't put it down, it sort of hinders the next idea from coming. That's why whenever you pray, it's good to stay with your journal, so as you're getting it, you're writing it down. So it's always coming like a flow, like a waterfall. Okay, and the last thing I want to share today is the fact that it is biblical to journal. Yeah, I started with that, and I'll be explaining why it is biblical to journal. So in the book of Habakkuk 2 verse 2, it says, "Then the Lord said to me, write my answers plainly on tablets," which was books then, "so a runner can carry the correct message to others." I read again. "Then the Lord said to me, write my answers plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others." And you see, God said something similar to Moses when he asked him to put down the Ten Commandments. The reason why it is very important to journal, and the reason why God mandated some persons to journal in the Bible, is because the vision is for a future time, right? And in that verse, it says, "so that a runner can carry the correct message to others." I would explain with an analogy that I learned from a sermon I listened to recently. So Pastor Elvis said, if God told you 2 years ago not to travel out of the country until the next 4 years, meaning you have 2 more years to go, right? And then this year, somebody reached out to you and said, "Wow, guy, there's this free scholarship to go abroad. It's for your course. You have the perfect GPA for it. You know what? You should apply for it." It was like, okay, don't worry. I've applied for you already. And I think you're really going to get the scholarship. Start getting your visa ready. And boom, in the next 2 days, you received a Gmail. You got the scholarship. They are funding your feeding, accommodation, and every single thing. At that moment, it only takes a very disciplined person to remember what God said 2 years ago. It only takes a very disciplined person to remember that, oh, it's like God said something about not traveling out. It only takes a very disciplined person to remember the duration God gave you. You know, that you might doubt what you heard. You might say, well, maybe God meant 2 years, not 4 years, because you've not even received anything about traveling out for the last 2 years. Maybe it was 2 years and I heard 4 years. You would doubt it if you have not written it down. But if you had written it down 2 years ago when God said that thing to you, it would be easy for you to fall back on that word. It would be easy for that word to stand out to you when you want to write another thing in your journal. You'd be like, oh God of mercy, thank you for reminding me. I am not supposed to travel out to the next 4 years. Another very relatable example is when you prayed for a man for the single Pringles. You prayed for a man and God told you that, okay, the name of the man that you're gonna marry, right? The name of the person you marry is Leke. You're going to marry Leke Ajanlekoko. And a few months later, you met this handsome guy that is everything you want, that has everything you want in a guy, right? And the name of that guy is Lekon. If you had not written Leke down a few months ago when God told you, it would be very hard for you to say that, we are Lekon in Mubo, maybe it's Lekon I heard, not Leke. So if you had not written Leke down boldly, you would convince yourself that it was Leke you heard, because Leke, Lekon, what's the difference? Plus the fact that the guy has everything you want in your dream husband. That's why putting down stuff, that's why journaling is really important. It will be easy for you to fall back on that word. It will be easy for you to fall back on that idea. It will be easy for you to remember your plans. Many a times I say, okay, 2024, I'm going to do this. And I have totally forgotten that I had set my mind towards doing this thing, or achieving this thing, or joining this society, or getting the score or something. And maybe one day I'm going through my journal and I feel like, oh my goodness, I had planned to do this thing. It ignites the passion to do that thing again. It brings back the reason I want to do that thing. That's why journaling is really, really important. And just to conclude, it is advisable for those that already have a journal and for those that already have journaling as an habit, it is important to go over your journal every single time, like once a week or once in 2 weeks. I just open my journal and start reading every single thing from the beginning of the journal to where I am right now. Why? Because there are some things God said to you 4 months ago that is for today. There are some things God said to you 5 years ago that is to help you with what you are facing today. And I have had that issue. I was facing a very... It was a difficult time for me, honestly. And I was just reading my journal. And the answer to the problem I was facing that very moment, God had given me about 2 months ago, like 2 months prior to that time. I started smiling and I started crying because God had given me the answer before the problem, right? So it is very advisable that you go through your journal over and over and over again. I hope you learned 1 or 10 things from today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for speaking thus far. And kindly engage this episode by sharing with your friends. If you find this very insightful, share with your friends, your family, and do well to comment below. Yeah. Spotify already made this commenting feature an outstanding thing. Plus the fact that we can also engage comments from our sides as podcasters. So do well to comment. Do well to share your tips, what you think helped you when you wanted to start journaling, and if journaling was very hard for you to start, or if it was quite easy for you to start, just do well to engage this and share with your friends. I hope you found this insightful. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. See another episode. Bye.